First off, obviously, tell us about the show. What should audiences expect?
Oh, what should audiences expect? You started with the hardest question there is. I was saying this morning, it's hard for me to know that because I'm literally the only person in the world who can't ever see this show because I'm the only person in it. They can expect dancing and singing and ridiculous nonsense text and crazy shenanigans and transformative costumes.
Yeah, I think they should expect to have their minds blown by some virtuosity of technique, but also if they let their minds kind of wander with it, some beautiful associative logic. It's got a kind of loose construed kind of feeling, like a Salvador Dali of a dance work.
So you've performed. Petal's been on stage in the past. What has the reaction been like so far?
Great. Just kind of great. I haven't really come across anyone who hasn't really liked it, and we've kind of got exclusively excellent reviews. So, but also the reaction for me in terms of, because it is abstract, but it does encompass text, so there is maybe more of an allusion to meaning than in some dance works. There's numerous different interpretations to what the work is about. So for me, hearing what people think of the show is really exciting because it informs what the show can then be about for me. Yeah.
We've done this show and there is a partner work, Castles, which is also on at Holden Street as part of the Fringe Festival. So we've done these two shows in, I think, this is city number 7, is mm-hmm. that right? Or yeah. Season number 7 at least. So Auckland, Wellington and up and down the east coast of Australia. And the media response particularly has been effusive, to say the least.
What inspired you to make the show?
Well, I was coming out of 3 years of tertiary dance training and I just had all of this stuff bubbling up inside me and I had to kind of put it together and show some people, I guess. It was my first year sort of living as an adult and doing a lot of traveling and confronting, some breakups and some affairs and some fun life adventures. And I just kind of felt the need to unpack those things for myself in a creative way and to share them with other people because I think they're something that can be learned and gained from sharing experiences in new and different ways.
And I think the shows have a sort of strange universality, although they're so abstract. It's essentially, it's inspired by coming of age. It's not a coming of age story per se, but because it's inspired by coming of age events, everyone can relate to the images and the motifs that start to come up.
I'm speaking with Eliza and Charles Sanders about the Fringe Performance Pedal, and that's being put on by House of Sands, which is your production company. How many members are involved in that?
Well, the core company is the two of us. House of Sand, apart from, being from anything else, is a reference to our surname Sanders, brother-sister kind of core creative team. But there we have an extended ensemble that we work with in a variety of different places, both here in Adelaide, in Wellington in New Zealand, which is one of our other home bases, and in Sydney. And that ensemble of people that we work with semi-regularly or regularly is about 15, 18 people.
Yeah.
How long have you been putting on shows together?
We had our third birthday just a few weeks ago.
As a company. Not beings. I mean, we've been putting on shows together, if you count the back deck at home in Canberra, where we grew up for 23 years.
Yeah.
But professionally together and as a company, yeah, just up on 3 years now.
So where have you performed around Australia, or have you done any sort of international performances as well?
So we did an East Coast tour. We did Canberra, Sydney and Melbourne last year.
End of
2016. And we've done a couple of seasons in Canberra, back and forth of the two shows, and Wellington and Auckland.
Yeah, so Eliza's principally based in Wellington, so we kind of both tour and live in a variety of these places. I'm sort of mostly here and Sydney as well. Eliza's mostly Wellington and Canberra as well. So these shows both essentially opened in Wellington and have also toured to Auckland, yeah.
Do you have plans for where you're going after the Adelaide Fringe?
Oh, do we ever. we go back straight back to Wellington to premiere a new show that we developed over the summer in December and January. So that opens 2 days after the Adelaide Fringe closes. And then we whip to Sydney to do another new show, a production of a play this time called Revolt, She Said Revolt Again by Alice Birch, which is coming down here to Adelaide at the end of the year for the Feast Festival.
Wonderful. So when and where can we catch Pedal?
Holden Street Theatres. It opens tomorrow night, and its partner show, Castles, opens on Saturday night, and then for the next 3 weeks...
Sort of sporadically, we've got there's Friday, Saturdays this week, and a double bill on Sunday. Next week is Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the double bill on Sunday, and then on the final Friday, Saturday as well. But all the times are on the Fringe website. Just search Pedal and or Castles.
We hadn't actually discussed Castles. What's the distinction there between Pedal and that one?
So Pedal I made first, and Castles came a year later. And essentially, it's a continuation of the same investigation of form, of combining text with movement and song. And for me personally, it was sort of the next step in the story. But as a show, it can be seen as a completely separate entity in itself. So both of the shows can be viewed as separate, or they can be viewed together as a
kind of two-act epic, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too epic. It's only an hour and 45 all the way through with the double bill. I think from the outside, it's interesting with these works because they are so abstract that sometimes you don't really realize what it's about until somewhat after the fact. And it feels now, after a couple of years on the road, that Pedal is sort of a going out into the world and Castles is kind of building a bit of a sense of security. That's kind of the shape of the themes. Mm. And then formally there's, you know, interesting explorations and stuff, different things in both.